What's up? Raising the standard of virtue. Dressed in their homemade bright yellow tie-dyed shirts, the young women of the Concord Second Ward in Walnut Creek, California, raised their flag of virtue after hiking to the top of nearby Mount Diablo. Following an inspiring fireside focused on the importance of virtue, each young woman took a strip of yellow fabric and wrote her pledge of virtue on it. Then they tied all the strips of fabric to a discarded tree branch. The next morning, the young women carried their banner on a hike around the summit of Mount Diablo, hoisting it high as a standard to the world at a point overlooking their homes in the valley below. The young women linked arms, symbolizing their unity in following the standards of the gospel and in their love for each other and for the Savior. Beehive Morgan March said, "As we stood together as a group of young women, it made me feel grateful for all of the girls who had the same values as me. As we go through hard times, we always know that there are people with our same standards." We praise what the pioneers' unselfishness and sacrifice have done for us, but that is not enough. We should also assure that these same qualities are guiding principles for each of us. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Following the Pioneers, Ensign, November 1997, page 72. The Church in Uruguay. Uruguay's first contact with the Church occurred at the 1940 South American Basketball Championship game held in Montevideo. One of Argentina's star players, Rolf Larsen, served as a missionary for the Church in Argentina and brought publicity to the Church as a team member. In 1944, the first congregation was organized for North Americans working in Uruguay. By the end of 1948, a mission and 14 congregations were organized. By 1957, nearly 500 converts joined annually. Church membership in Uruguay has increased 80% in the past 5 years. Here are a few facts about the church today in Uruguay. Membership, 90,292. Missions, 2. Temples, 1. Wards and branches, 162. Family history centers, 21. Spreading happiness in Alabama. They came bearing gifts. After collecting donated items such as toys, clothing, and school supplies, about 30 youth and children from the Seams and Theodore wards of Mobile, Alabama, made a visit to the St. Mary's Home for Children. The youth didn't just drop off the gifts, but they spent the morning at the community shelter singing primary songs and playing games with the children who lived there. Lauren McCullough, a Maya maid from the Seams ward, remembers how much fun they had. "The children really broke out of their shells and enjoyed our visit," she said. Seeing these children in difficult circumstances also made Lauren grateful for what she has. "It made me really appreciate my family. We often take for granted what we have." Plans for a return visit are already underway in response to numerous requests from both the LDS youth who visited the shelter and from the children living at St. Mary's Home. My favorite scripture. My favorite scripture is 2 Nephi, chapter 29, verses 3 through 8, because it shows that the Book of Mormon is meant for us in these latter days, and it will teach us as well today as it did in ancient times. Jackie B., 16, Utah, United States of America. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Material. By the numbers, 700,977. Number of students enrolled in seminary and institute worldwide. End of the article. What's up?